of America.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has vetoed a United Nations resolution calling its Ukraine annexation referendums illegal. We get details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The measure would have condemned Russia's referendums in four Ukrainian regions as illegal, declared them invalid, and urged all countries not to recognize any annexations of the territory claimed by Moscow. The resolution would have also demanded an immediate halt to Russia's invasion and immediate unconditional withdrawal from Ukraine. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 10-1, with China, India, Brazil, and Gabon abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield had said before the vote that in the event of a Russian veto, the resolution would be taken to the 193-member General Assembly, where there are no vetoes. I'm Norman Hall.
The Kremlin and Russia state media are aggressively pushing a baseless conspiracy theory that blames the United States for damage to natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea, and what analysts said Friday is another effort to split the U.S. and its European allies. The Russian position is also reverberating on social media forums popular with American conservatives and far-right groups. NATO leaders believe the damage to the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines between Russia and Germany is the result of sabotage. NATO has refrained from identifying a suspect pending an investigation into the damage. Russia began blaming the U.S. quickly after the damage was reported on Monday night. On Friday, speaking at a ceremony to annex four Ukrainian regions, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, said Anglo-Saxons in the West were behind the terror attacks, but he did not specify any particular nation.